This summer, President Trump issued an executive order on assessing and strengthening the manufacturing and defense industrial base and supply chain resiliency of the United States. Among other things, the order wants a handful of federal agencies to report on the raw materials that are essential to national security, whether they're available in the U.S., and what may hinder the country's ability to get a hold of them if they're not readily available here. With me to talk about what that means is Ken Sochatz. He's the director of the Center for National Preparedness at the University of Pittsburgh. And Ken, how significant is our dependency on other countries for specific minerals that we really need?
It is quite serious. I think the president's order correctly addresses this, particularly for the defense industry, the defense industrial base. But I think coming right up close to that are the critical infrastructure sectors defined by the Department of Homeland Security. And, you know, personally, I believe that we should expand it to all industries, because it's pretty hard to say that some good or material is not related to defense in some fashion or another, or the government, continuity of operations, and everything else. You know, we make ATMs, blue jeans, video games. And one can make an argument, this is almost like the degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon.
you need all of these minerals to make pretty much everything, and it's all interconnected.
That's correct. We typically refer to this as a systems of systems problem, and they're interrelated in some fashion, because consumer goods here use the same materials, metals, and minerals that the defense industry uses.
In your mind, is the bigger problem the fact that we are reliant on other countries for these materials, or the specific countries on which we rely to get those materials?
It's a little bit of both. If we look at the countries involved in our trade, of course, China is number one. We import more critical materials from them than any other country. But if you look down the line, there's Canada, Brazil, South Africa, Japan, Mexico, Russia, Australia, India, France, Peru, and over 20 other countries that we have 50% or greater reliance on. Some of these are NATO allies, longtime trading partners, and so forth. If you look at the problem of international trade, it's a two-way street. All of these countries buy stuff off of us, and with us being a strong trading partner now in terms of energy and before in terms of the market, we're not in a dire strait right now. This problem has been around for tens of years, and it's not going to go away in the next few years.
Are there particular materials that you're really concerned about the fact that we have to import? I mean, are some maybe less critical that we have to get from somewhere else than others?
Well, that's clearly the case. The goal of the president's directive was to identify those which are most critical. Clearly, if you're a company and you're relying on these minerals, then they're critical for you.
But I guess in the universe of what we need for defense, for critical infrastructure, things like that, are there like a couple that in your mind at least are like, we really need to focus on these? The others might be nice, but we really need to focus on these, you know, this handful of minerals and materials to make sure that we have enough of and that we can continue to get them.
No, not necessarily. I think we need to pay attention to certain kinds of applications like rechargeable batteries. That market is going crazy. We're using them in all of our electronics, in power tools, and now in cars and medical devices. And they're essential for renewable energy systems. We're over 50% reliable on lithium imports. So I think the development and increasing demand in those kinds of areas is going to be quite critical.
In addition to the president's order, I mean, what do you think that this country should be doing about this problem? I mean, it doesn't seem like there's a great rush to open a ton of new mines or other, you know, mining type operations for some of these things. So are there other steps that we can take?
Yeah, typically, one of the things we have done with many of these materials in the past is to stockpile and recycle. If we look at the whole problem as with a life cycle approach, it starts with discovery and mining and then goes all the way through, or we should look at it as going all the way through, to recovery and recycling. If we start off with that kind of mentality, we're in a better position to make the kinds of decisions we need to make.
Do you think we are in that position now?
No, but the president's order goes a long way to putting us in the right mindset.
All right. Ken Sochatz is director of the Center for National Preparedness at the University of Pittsburgh. Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.